let's say you had a free market, and we don't, it's so very difficult for any kind of electricity provider to provide electricity efficiently, effectively, and cheaply to such a small country.
Yeah, it is. It's absolute madness. We've had, in the time I grew up, you know, my parents' generation built a marvellous infrastructure based on hydroelectricity, which is the cheapest electricity in the world. They built that in the dams in the South Island and along the Waikato River and invested heavily in it. And the result was marvellously cheap electricity for the people of New Zealand. But then we had the corporates getting on the back of that. We've got the Comalco aluminium smelter owned by Rio Tinto, and that smelter has worked there for about 50 years now, and it has taken 15% of New Zealand's electricity. And even though we produce it cheaply, they get it far cheaper than even that. So they're paying probably less than a third of what domestic consumers pay in electricity prices here. So it was set up for the corporates. And then, of course, with this privatised model, free market model, and the chopping up of these companies and the creation of artificial markets, we've just become, you know, we've just become the, you know, the suckers who are paying through the nose for the profits of these companies. And now, of course, because they're so profitable, the government wants to privatise them to give their wealthy friends the best opportunity to make even more money off the hard work the ordinary New Zealanders do.
It appears to me this is happening in a lot of countries around the world, and for those who would come up and tout privatisation of power companies, strategic resources to a country, and say that it's a good thing, I would like for them to state me one example of anywhere in the entire world that this has actually benefited anybody, because all the examples that I've seen from Argentina, to Australia and America and everything of that nature, it has never worked out well for anybody. And even Branko Milanovic from he's the lead research economist at the World Bank, I believe, in terms of inequality. He says point blank, privatisation does not work.
Well, he's absolutely right. It doesn't. And if you think about it for a moment, it can't. Because what you're doing between the public and the service that's there to be provided to the public, they are putting private companies. So as soon as you put a private company between the supply and the reception of that supply, then you've automatically got to pay a premium because the private company wants to make a profit. So they make profits by increasing their prices to pay for their profit and for them to run the service. And in the running of that service, they reduce the wages of the staff they employ below what would be paid for normally. And so in those two ways, they make a lot of money, and the rest of us pay for that in increased power prices.
How did this happen with Telecom? As far as I know, Telecom, when it was owned by Bell Atlantic, which is incidentally a World Bank-affiliated company, they didn't maintain lines properly and things of that nature, quality of service.
Look, Telecom is a classic example of an epic fail in privatisation, because Telecom used to be run by the post office under the rubric of the post office. There was we had telecommunications, the phone lines, we had the parcel deliveries, you know, the postal deliveries, and we had the Post Office Savings Bank, and they were all in one unit. And what Labor did in the late 1980s, they split that unit, Post Office, into three parts. And they created New Zealand Post, they created Telecom, and they sold the Post Office Bank itself to ANZ Australia. So they... and so they privatised two parts, and we still hold the postal section. And what they did with when they sold Telecom, it was sold by it was set up for sale by Labor, and then National completed the sale in 1990, and National sold it for 4.5 to Bell Atlantic and Ameritech, two overseas organisations, overseas companies. And in the next 10 years after they sold it, the Bell Atlantic and Ameritech made $12 billion in profit from telecom. And then when Bell Atlantic and Ameritech sold it in around 2000, they sold it for $12 billion. So over that period of 10 years, we effectively had about $20 billion siphoned out of the country by telecom. And what telecom did, because it had a monopoly, it cut staff dramatically, cut pay, and the service decreased dramatically. So the service dropped dramatically. And while in other countries telecommunication services were improving rapidly, in New Zealand they were static. We were way behind in the provision of broadband, and in fact, even now we're still suffering from very poor quality, high-priced broadband compared to other countries. And that's because telecom had a monopoly. It refused to invest. It employed 90 lawyers. And those 90 lawyers were there to lobby and to pressure national and Labor governments to prevent the monopoly being broken. And they just absolutely creamed it at the expense of the people of New Zealand. And even 4 or 5 years ago, the second to last CEO of telecom, can't think of her name right now, she made a speech in Sydney where she said, "We all know what to a telecommunications conference. We all know what we're doing here." She said, "We're making profits out of creating confusing policies, confusing products, and the public are being ripped off, and we all know the game." It was that sort of comment, and of course, it caused a furore back here. But this is what telecom was doing as a monopoly. They finally had the monopoly broken by David Cunliffe under Labor. But New Zealand has been just screwed, absolutely screwed blind by both Labor and National following neoliberal policies and hoisting on the backs of the population these private companies, which are there to make profits and rip us off rather than provide affordable services.
Well, think about this. Imagine if they did that with everything. Imagine if they did that with every single road and turned it into a toll road. If they did it with every single power company. If they did it with, imagine if they did it, John, with the very New Zealand government. What if they privatised the government and said...
Well, I think there are, what they would like to do, not the government, but they want to privatise schools, they want to privatise hospitals, they want to privatise everything. That's the National Party agenda. It was the Labor Party agenda in the 1980s. They've moved away from that somewhat, but they're still deeply addicted to neoliberalism. They do want to privatise all those things, and we know what will happen is that the rich get richer, the poor get poorer, gross inequality, dramatic increase in social problems, and the country is not a country fit to bring a dog up in.
Yeah. Essentially, that's the direction this country seems to be going.
It is the direction.